Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, October 28, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. The U.S. presidential election may be pivotal for faith-based groups. Relief agencies in Haiti need prayer, and the overhaul of Kyrgyzstan's medical system bears fruit. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the United States as the nation will be deciding who will be its next president. Christian ministries wonder about the future of President Bush's faith-based initiative. Dwayne Hastings with the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says that program could be in jeopardy.
We know if the president's reelected, there's no reason to believe that things would change. We believe that his executive orders would remain in place. If Senator Kerry was to win the election, we would not see such openness toward faith-based groups under a Kerry administration as we have seen under George W. Bush's administration.
Hastings says one particular group could be especially hard hit.
Where there is faith-based work going on in prisons, there's a real risk that that faith-based work, which has been shown to be more effective than any other sort of rehabilitation of prisoners, if that was to cease, we would see some real negative impacts.
Meanwhile, hurricanes and violence have closed roads in Haiti and is causing major economic problems in a country already struggling. For Haiti with Love says gasoline prices are now at $6 a gallon, hampering food, medicine, and other distribution efforts. Based in Capation, For Haiti says everything is more expensive. Because of that, For Haiti with Love is asking for funding so that they can continue helping in Jesus' name. Your $25 gift can help feed dozens. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Following independence in 1992, the Kyrgyz government asked for help in retooling their Soviet medical system. They needed family practice physicians and other medical personnel. InterServe's partner Jackie Freiberg says as expatriate believers tackled the issue, they found that retraining courses caught on, and so did something else.
Many of the trainees became involved in small Bible studies outside of work, and they came to faith in Christ. And now they have even started a Christian medical society.
Freiberg attributes the day-to-day living of the Christian mentors for the rapid growth of the church. She says fellowships are cropping up in many areas.
Much of this growth is fueled by these expatriate Christians serving as teachers in universities or through compassionate programs or training them in small business or even developing church leaders in several Bible schools there.
Next, what began humbly almost 60 years ago with a doctor remembering his poverty as a child has now become an international ministry addressing those same needs in other children. With Christmas coming up, AMG International's Paul Jenks says they want help preparing for a special program through their child care outreach. It's called Bundles of Love.
Today we give a gift to the children that are sponsored, something that a child would just love and appreciate. And in most of these cases, for these children, this is the only gift that they'll get all year long.
Jenks says they're trying to raise $100,000 to reach as many children as possible with the hope of the gospel.
As we distribute the gifts at Christmas time, we also have a large Christmas program, not only dramatizing the birth of Christ, but also taking it through the Easter story and telling the salvation that there is in Jesus Christ.
$20 helps a child participating in the Bundle of Love program. And Baptist World Aid, the relief and development arm of Baptist World Alliance, is among the coalition of Christian aid groups who are tackling poverty head-on. The group officially launched the MICA Challenge at the United Nations this month. The campaign encourages believers to deepen their commitment to share the hope of Christ with poor communities. It also urges churches to encourage governments to fulfill their public promise to cut poverty in half by 2015. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.